Friday, October 5th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. My ethanol put option is not working. Long-term subscribers or listeners should remember that my rationale for investing in the ethanol industry was that we were supposed to be getting good dividend checks from profitable ethanol companies when corn prices were low to make up for the poor price of corn to supplement our income. Yet corn prices are terrible and my mailbox has been empty with no ethanol dividends to speak of. What gives? The plan was that an investment into value-added ethanol production would serve as the equivalent of a put option on the value of corn. If corn prices were high and ethanol companies were not making any money, that would be okay as we would make money off of the high price of corn. No ethanol dividend check was then needed. In reverse, if the price of corn was poor as it is now, then ethanol production should have good margins and we would be getting dividend checks to supplement our corn revenue and we could continue to pay the bills. What we are actually seeing today is low corn prices, and yet ethanol margins are so poor that Green Plains was idling plants. There are no dividend checks. How could that be with the price of crude oil soaring back above $75 a barrel again and unleaded gas trading 83 cents a gallon above the price of ethanol today? The answer lies in Trump ethanol and RFS policy. 84% of farmers answered yes to a question posted by the Farm Journal Pulse poll as to whether the ag economy was in a recession. The reason there are no ethanol dividends and that we're in an ag recession is the man-made policy-driven result of Trump, RFS, and trade policies. They are not making U.S. agriculture great again. His policies are doing quite the opposite. The reason that gasoline prices are high and ethanol prices are low is that Trump's EPA undermined the RFS enforcement mechanism by issuing 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers so that refiners do not have to blend ethanol. RINs have gotten cheap enough that blenders have opted to buy them instead of blend ethanol. The 83 cent a gallon spread between unleaded gas and ethanol should be tremendous financial incentive for blenders to use ethanol, but the fact that ethanol prices are so weak is evidence that they are not. The purpose of the RFS was to mandate blenders to use 15 billion gallons of corn-based ethanol annually, and FAPRI calculated that the RIN waivers effectively watered down the RFS so that it reduced the amount to 13.7 billion gallons. Given low corn prices and relatively high fuel prices, ethanol plants should be rocking instead of idling, making a lot of money from which they could pay dividends, and they are not. My ethanol put option is pretty worthless under Trump ethanol policy. His buddy Carl Icahn owned a refinery and lobbied hard for the RIN waiver and made out like the swamp fox, taking home big profits when they were granted. Corn farmers got screwed. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The diluted RFS alone did not give us an ag recession. Trump trade policy did that. He was busy making South American agriculture great and Russian agriculture great and so on. Instead, we got a recession. He brags about this being the best economy in U.S. history. The ag economy is in recession, or at least 84% of farmers think so, and we have no idea what he is talking about. Tax cuts do you little good if you make no money. It is nice to see he relented to accept Canada into the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement. I would point out that agriculture had zero tariffs under NAFTA. We have zero tariffs under the USMCA, so that means we got back what we had before. The USMCA, if ratified by Congress, will bring on a sense of relief that we did not lose something in the process of rebranding NAFTA. There was a University of Illinois headline that read, "Farmers will not make money from rented land in 2019. In other words, there's no profitability for corn and soybean farmers given the current cost structure. It could be a cold winter as bankers assess loan viability for farming next year. There'll be no major price recovery until the export outlook is restored, and that requires a settlement with China that Trump says that he is in no hurry for. He wants the pain of tariffs to soak into the Chinese economy so that he wins the negotiation before it begins. I do not think China will cooperate. I think that Trump made a strategic blunder as the tariff exchange crushes our ag economy. The ag economy is paying the price far larger than the tariff relief checks that he is sending us. Instead of making U.S. agriculture great, his policies have undermined its greatness, destroying two cornerstones of its foundations by ruining RFS policy and pursuing the folly of a trade war that is instead making our export competitors great. This ag recession was man-made, and the man who made it was President Trump. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us at Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.